Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Connecticut, 72-69. Notre Dame beat West Virginia, 70-68. Mizzou beat Kansas State, 74-68. Excuse me. Mississippi State beat Mississippi, 80-75. Nevada, Las Vegas beat New Mexico, 74-62. And Oklahoma State beat Texas Tech, 81-52. Texas, number 2 team in the nation, beat Colorado, 103-86. And Kentucky beat Georgia, 103-86. Villanova beat Marquette, 78-76. My number is 917-388-4571. Give me a call. My number is 917-388-4571. Michigan State beat Iowa, 71-53.
Okay, this is a test show. I'm your host, DJ Stevie P. This is a test show. We are calling into the Daryl Wynn show. And he is on hold. Let's see.
Beat Boston College, 72-56. In Miami, beat Wake Forest, 67-66. Give me a call at 917-388-4571. And John C. Smith, a local team around here, beat lost to Little City, 74-65. Virginia beat North Carolina State, 70-62. Wisconsin beat Purdue, 73-66. And the Charlotte 49ers won their first 8-10 game last night. They won 56. St. Barney's 54. Give me a call at 917-388-4571. And I will get to that call in 1 minute right after we get this song.
Okay,
it's Steve. He won't. It's not playing.
I hopped up the plane at LAX with a dream in my car.
Okay, so we're doing a test show right now, and he has went to commercial break. So while he's gone to commercial break, we're going to play this.
Yeah.
All right, we're back here on Wild Talk Radio. I'm your host, Joe Wynn, All About Sports. You can give me a call at 917-388-4571. Do you have a caller? Go ahead, caller. Caller?
Hello. Yes, hold on. Yes.
Caller, yep. You there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here. Are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi. Hello?
Yeah, what are you doing?
I'm trying to do a show. A test show.
Oh.
Yeah, I was just playing ABBA, so.
You were playing who?
ABBA.
He was playing ABBA. Amy gets took her eyes to the head.
Tell him okay. He doesn't
respond to her
messages no more.
She said you don't respond to her little messages no more?
What messages?
He said what messages?
The message about him goofing up about next Sunday.
About you goofing up for next Sunday?
Oh, yeah, I changed that to the 24th. Yeah.
Oh, he changed it to the 24th. Because I have a game next Sunday.
Yeah, I know. I read that.
Yeah, I have a game.
I responded by changing the date.
Yeah. So how you been?
I didn't think I was going to have internet service today, and it turns out I did. So I'm directing all of my listeners to call into your show. Instead of calling into mine, they can call into your show and at 917-388-4571.
Yep.
Yes. By the way, before we get started, did you see some of the uploads that I gave you?
No.
Songs? Yes.
Amy, come here for a minute. Steve said he gave me some new uploads. We'll see what you think. They ain't good? He didn't see really look at them.
Okay, it's all the ones that start with the letter A.
The letter A, huh?
Yes.
How did your show go last night?
Very well. Very well. I had 12 people listen live. I had one girl call in from California. And I had six people plus myself download the show, the oldie show, last night. So it went very well.
Nice.
I played a mix of 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s.
Well, you know, we all tied today in our pool because I'm the only one that won. I won the first game because y'all picked New England and I picked Baltimore.
Okay.
So we all 1-2, 1-2. I don't know. When I found out earlier, Arizona was eating Green Bay 17-0.
Ooh.
That was earlier.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the score is now.
Maybe I can find out.
I think Amy's going to find out right quick.
Yeah,
but,
find out.
You know, it's been one of those seasons, Steve. That I didn't think New England was gonna lose today. I really did.
I didn't either. I mean, they haven't lost there in how long in the playoffs?
30 years. 30 years.
Yeah.
Houston beat them.
Yeah.
Houston Nationals beat them.
Yeah. Well.
Hey, they got their butts kicked today.
That's an understatement.
And
it was so un-Brady like throwing three interceptions, you know?
Yeah, well, it happens.
Yeah.
They just give them a break.
What team's playing now?
Arizona or Green Bay? Arizona.
It's 24-10 halftime.
Yeah.
It's 24-10 halftime.
Wow. Y'all went for Arizona.
No, I went for the Packers.
Yeah.
What is the teammate? Arizona what?
Cardinals.
That's halftime.
Yeah.
24. Cardinals are 24-10.
You went for Arizona, Steve.
No, I did not.
Let me see.
No, I did not.
Oh, you went for Green Bay?
Yes, I went for Green Bay.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
she agrees with you.
I think so.
Well, it's on that paper.
What paper?
Excuse me.
Did I just move?
Keep going. Under that one.
That's
next
yours.
One. State.
Amy's going for Arizona. You and I are going for Green Bay.
I got you circled for Arizona. You sure you didn't go for Arizona?
I'm sure. I've got it right here.
You sent us.
All right, I have to recircle that one there.
Yeah, check Facebook on that.
That's what Amy's doing.
Yeah.
So anybody else have any predictions on this call, give me a call at 917-388-4571. This is Stevie P. He hosts his show. He's been hosting a music show last night with 3 hours, Oldie But Goodies.
Yes,
and
I got another one tonight.
And he's got another one tonight, Oldie But Goodies.
No,
and
tonight is all soft rock hits from the 50s through today.
Wow.
All soft rock. Yes. 5 decades of soft rock hits. So
it's all night? I mean, it's 3 hours?
3 hours from 2 to 5 East Coast time, midnight to 3 Mountain time, and from 11 to 2 Pacific time.
Okay, Amy did. Yeah, you did. She said, I made a mistake, so I'm sorry. I did make the mistake. Everybody's not perfect.
You're not perfect?
You know what? She agrees with you.
What?
She said, I'm Delectrica.
Oh. Aren't we
but
all?
Back to the sports show. Last night, St. Bonnie came into our building. They're a good team. They played us hard. They wanted to win, but we skimmed it out and we won it. So we're 1-0 on 8-10, and we played Xavier's Wednesday.
What was the final score?
57-54.
Okay.
That was a low-scoring game. I mean, it was Xavier won today. So they're 2-0 in our conference. You know, as everybody's seen on here on news, 8-10 is going to at least have 4 or 5 teams coming out of it this year to the big dance. And they said today nobody's really looking at Charlotte, but Charlotte's a quiet 11-4 because nobody's paying attention to them.
Dark horse.
Yeah, nobody's paying attention to them. They're paying attention to Xavier, Dayton, you know, all them teams that's been around a long time. And Charlotte's putting together a season nobody expected them to do.
Now I tell you something. Something I don't like about the field of 65 in March. They have two teams play that play-in game.
Yeah.
And it's not two at-large teams. It's two teams that won their conference.
Yeah, their conference don't have a. They don't have an automatic bid.
Well, that's not right. I mean, it should be two at-large teams, not two teams that win their conference, even though their conference may be small, you know, it may be a predominantly, you know, black conference or whatever the case may be, but it's not right that teams work hard all year, they win their conference, and then they have to turn around and play a play-in game to get into the big dance, and then on top of that, most of the time they end up playing the overall number one seed.
Yeah, but see, that's the difference. See, and I agree with you there, but it's mostly a black conference because they don't have an automatic bid. So when they play in the play-in game, they play that night,
right.
And then they got to turn around and play the next day or the next that Friday.
Yeah.
So what they got to do, they leave Dayton, Ohio.
Uh-huh.
They go to where they're going to play the next game. So they have a quick turnaround.
Yeah.
There's no rest. They can play one game, they might get 1 day rest, and they're right back at it. I mean, I understand what they're trying to do because it's a black conference. They don't get automatic bid, but They play as many games as everybody else play.
The fact is they have to, it should be, first of all, if you win your conference, you should not be ranked lower than 13th or 14th if you win your conference, okay? If you win your conference, you should be no lower than 12th, okay? And have the bottom 16 teams or whatever it is, however many that make up the at-large, should be two at-large teams.
Yeah.
They should be, whether they're from the SEC, ACC, whatever conference it is, it doesn't matter. I just don't agree with the fact that a team goes and wins their conference, okay, and they beat every other team in their conference. And their conference may suck, but still, they win their conference. They should have an automatic bid to the tournament it's a slap in the face.
Yeah, you know what? And I mean, you might disagree with me here because you're an SEC person, okay? You might disagree with me here. But I don't believe, well, anybody else, give me a call at 917-388-4571 and get in on this topic. I know the SEC is good. They're not as good in basketball as they are in football. The ACC, they're about equal. The Big 12, the Big 10. Don't tell me. What's the other one? Oh, shoot.
No, I disagree with you about the ACC. I think they're more, between North Carolina and Duke, between those two schools, they're the powerhouse as far as the tournament goes.
Well, Georgia Tech just beat them.
Yeah, I know.
I really don't think Duke,
I'm talking about in previous years,
I really don't think Duke's a powerhouse anymore. I don't. I mean, they beat the teams that they have to beat.
Right. But, I mean, in the past, when you think of, national basketball champions, two teams automatically come to mind. That's Duke and North Carolina. Of course, then you got Kansas also. But they're in a different conference. But Duke and North Carolina always, when you're talking about almost every year, when you're talking about a national champ, those names usually come up.
Yeah, but shouldn't you give other conference that same respect? I mean, okay, they're not as big as North Carolina, not as big as Duke. They're not as big as Tennessee. They're not as big as Kentucky, Kansas. All those teams. But the other conferences, like the Verizon League, the Independent, the Big Sky, the Mountain West, the Big Ten, the Pac-10, they don't get any hype. They don't.
Yeah.
None of them conferences get any hype from basketball. It's like, okay, it's from the Mountain. It's from the Big Sky in the Horizon League. They don't get any publicity. I mean, it's like these big schools, and they're big schools, these schools. They're not mid-majors. They're big schools like Kentucky and all them. But they're not mid-majors, but they treat them like they're mid-majors, but they're not mid-majors.
Right.
Like the A-10, we are a mid-major.
Well, I mean, it's the same thing in no matter what sport, if it's pro or college, there are teams out there that draw, for some reason, they draw a crowd, even on TV. And then there's some teams that you just don't care to watch. Now, I'll apply what you just talked about to baseball. I don't care about the New York Yankees, okay? And
yeah.
I care as long as my pinky is about the Boston Red Sox. But for Fox to show the Yankees and Red Sox, you know, they play about 18 or 19 times a year. But it seems like they show them about 45 times in a year. You know, they play, you know, and it's not just them. ESPN does the same thing. Those are the two that carry the baseball. I would rather see, now living out here, unfortunately, Seattle Mariners is kind of the home team. It's kind of a toss-up between Seattle and Colorado. But Seattle has their home games on the TV here. But I don't care.
They suck.
What's that?
Seattle sucks.
Yeah, Seattle does suck. Yes, they do. And I don't care to see Seattle. I do not watch Seattle games because I don't care to see them. But my point is that on the national baseball stage, the two teams that they always show is Red Sox Yankee. It seems like they always show that. They never show your Kansas City Royals or your Milwaukee Brewers unless they happen to be playing one of those teams. I mean, they never have the game of the week, Cincinnati Reds and Pittsburgh Pirates, you know.
Yeah.
It's the same thing in college basketball. Most people outside of that school or that conference don't want to see a team from the Verizon League or the Independent League or the Mountain West.
Why?
You know, they want to, because
they play good ball.
Well, I know, but the big teams, unfortunately, draw the crowds, and the big teams are the ones that people talk about. The teams, you know, unless, say, North Carolina is playing somebody from the Mountain West Conference and then they blow them out 120 to 35 or something, you know. But for some reason, a majority of the people only want to see those teams that they know about. And unfortunately, teams in the Mountain West, teams in the Independent or the Verizon, or even the A-10, most of the teams in the A-10, I mean, I don't know who they are. You know, I don't follow the A-10, and neither does a lot of people follow the A-10.
Who's in the A-10? Xavier, Dayton, Temple, St. Bonnie, George Washington. Us, Duquesne, Fordham, St. Louis, that's the A-10.
Okay.
That's who's all in the A-10.
And most of those, I know, I from the teams you just said, some of them I know have been in the big dance and have, you know, done moderately well, you know.
Dayton and Xavier.
Yes, Dayton and Xavier But then most of the teams in that conference don't do well. And until they do well in the big dance, they're not going to get respect.
So that's, we was in... we was in the NIT. We played Nebraska, not last year, but the year before. And Nebraska beat us, but we played at Nebraska.
Right.
And Nebraska beat us. Mm-hmm. But Charlotte, when they was in the Conference USA.
Yeah.
Now they was a big team in there because they went to the big dance when they was in there because they always showed on the highlight board. They played North Carolina. They beat North Carolina. They played Syracuse. They beat Syracuse. In the Conference USA, they beat them teams.
Right.
When they went to the Big Ten. So they have beat North Carolina. They have beat Syracuse.
Yeah. Well, you know, like I said, it's the same in any sport, whether it's football, baseball. I mean, just like, you know, a couple of the teams that people want to see in football. I mean, unless you live in Cincinnati, nobody cares about the Bengals, especially with that bum on the team.
Wait a minute. If anybody got any comment on it, give me a call at 917-388-4571. And Steve just called, any Cincinnati callers out there, Steve just called your quarterback a bum.
No, not the quarterback.
Bum.
Not the quarterback.
Huh?
No, I'm
oh.
talking about Ocho Cinco or whatever the hell his name is today, you know.
Their quarterback's a bum, too.
Oh, Carson Palmer? No.
Yeah.
No, I don't consider him a bum. I consider him trying to reach the level of a Tom Brady or a Ben Roethlisberger.
You'll never do
not
it.
Not there yet. No, I didn't call
He'll
him
never
a
do
bum.
It.
No.
But he won't never do it.
No, he probably won't. Most quarterbacks won't. No, I was calling Ocho Cinco or Johnson or whatever his Oreo cookie.
Chad Johnson?
Whatever his name is this week, you know, idiot, you know. Luckily, he didn't do his antics yesterday because that would have made things worse for the Bengals. That's one reason I didn't pick them in that game. That's why I picked them.
Would the Bengals?
Huh?
The Bengals?
Yeah. So, but...
You know what? But when it comes to this time, and I'm sorry, anybody Cincinnati fan, any football fan out there, give me a call at 917-388-4571. And when you get this far, you should play your A game. Okay, you do bring your A game. New England didn't bring no A game. New England just got their butts wiped. No comment, no contest, no nothing. Brady looked like he wasn't ready. He looked like he didn't know what to do when they was making him throw the balls, when they were pressing him. He just wasn't comfortable in that pocket at all. They had his number all day long.
Mm-hmm. Well, from past experience, I remember the 2000. Was it 2000? No, it was the 99 AFC playoffs. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Jacksonville was seeded number one. Okay? They had home field advantage. So they had a bye week. The next week, they played Miami in Jacksonville and beat them 62-7. Okay?
Wow.
Yeah. That was Dan Marino's absolute last game.
And
he got
killed.
He got killed. Right. Then the next week, Jacksonville turned around and hosted Tennessee. And of course, we all know that Tennessee won that game. I don't remember the score of that game, but it was an embarrassment for Jacksonville. And they've never been that close again since. So teams like Jacksonville, up until, you know, this year, teams like New Orleans, you know, nobody really wants to see these teams. That's why I only got to see one Jaguar game, well, actually two. One I saw on network TV when they played the 49ers, and then I was able to see the Colt game on the internet, the one that was on NFL Network. But... No, unless they're playing a team out west here, nobody out here is going to see them unless they're, you know, 12-0 going for a perfect streak, which, by the way, is never going to happen with Jacksonville, as long as they have their bum of a coach and their bum of a quarterback, it's never going to happen. By the way, what are your thoughts on Pete Carroll going to the Seahawks?
Well, he's been a pro coach before.
Yeah, I know.
He coached the Patriots, and he coached somebody else. Oh, shoot.
49ers, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he does have that NFL experience. He's not like a rookie coming into the NFL. He has that experience.
But
And
you know,
I think he'll do better because He went back to the college ranks to get his mind back in together to know, to see what coaching is all about. You know, to focus on what coaching is all about. Because when he was in pro ball, he didn't, you know, he really didn't care.
Well,
now he cares because he knows how these kids are functioning.
Well,
I think,
you know, there are some coaches out there that are real good college coaches that just can't hack it in the NFL. I think Pete Carroll's one of those coaches. He's an outstanding college football coach. What he's done with USC and their program, and I don't care for USC, you know that, but what he's done with their program over the years, you know, he's had several stars that has went on to great careers in the NFL, but the way he was a coach for New England and San Francisco,
yeah.
He just couldn't hack it, kind of like Steve Spurrier couldn't hack it with Washington. He was a great
but
coach.
I think he'd be a good. I think the difference between him and Steve Spurrier.
Uh-huh.
I think Pete Carroll will make it. I have that confidence that he'll make it. He'll turn out to be maybe not a great NFL coach, but he'll be a coach that can give his team a chance to go to the playoff.
But it's for the
I'm not gonna say they're gonna win the Super Bowl, but I'll say they'll get into the playoff. They might not never win the Super Bowl, but I think he's a coach to get them to where they're not going right now.
Right.
They need somebody. Seahawks need somebody to get them further than where they're going now. They're not going nowhere now.
Right.
I mean, they're not even. Last time they was in the playoffs was when they lost to Pittsburgh.
Uh-huh.
And that's when the Super Bowl was in Detroit. If you remember.
No. When was Detroit in the Super Bowl?
No, when the Super Bowl was in Detroit.
Oh, Super Bowl 40, yes.
Yeah,
Super Bowl 40.
That's the last time Seattle ever been anywhere. So from that one, they haven't been done anything.
Yeah.
So they need some coach, even if he don't take them to the Super Bowl, if he takes them to the playoffs, That's a stepping stone right now.
Yeah.
Get them there again and see if they can handle that. Because right now, they ain't nowhere near it.
No.
And I think Pete Carroll can get them there. I'm not saying he's going to win them a Super Bowl. I'm not saying that, nothing like that. But I think he can get them to get in the playoffs. And that's what the ownership wants right now, just to get them there. Mm-hmm. I know they want to win a Super Bowl. But they must make that step to say, okay, let's see if we can get somewhere.
Yeah. Now
better than what we've been doing.
You know, one of the coaches that they mentioned on ESPN as a replacement for him at USC is Jack Del Rio.
That bum.
I hope he goes.
Yeah.
And I hope he goes. It would, you know, he would be out of Jacksonville. Now, and another thing, Jacksonville finished 7-9. They actually have the 10th overall pick in this year's draft. So, and I have a prediction that they're going to pick Tebow because their owner Wayne Weaver said a couple months ago that he wanted Tim Tebow.
You know what? Tim Tebow will be gone before then. Unless they trade up, Tim Tebow will be gone.
You think even though they have predicted him to be a second or third round pick, you think he'll go in the first 9 picks?
Yep. Somebody will want him. Some team will want him. And Tennessee, Jacksonville will not get him unless they move up. And I don't think Jacksonville wants to do that. They don't have nothing to give up to move up.
No.
They don't.
No, unless they trade picks away, which is never a good thing.
So, no, they will never, unless Tim Tebow say, ever who drafts him, say no, he don't want to go. Because
yeah.
Elway did that. Remember, Elway didn't want to go.
Yeah.
Where did Elway didn't want to go?
Who knows? It's probably.
Remember, because he got. He got drafted by him, but he didn't want to go.
Right.
Baltimore.
Yeah.
He didn't want to go to Baltimore because he didn't like Baltimore.
Right.
So Baltimore traded his rights away. They got a deal with Denver, so he wound up in Denver.
Yeah.
Unless Tim Tebow do that, but I don't see Tim Tebow's not a – he's not even Elway coming out of college. Okay.
Yeah, but it did help him. It did help him throw in for, what was it, 400 and something yards? 485, I think.
But do you think he can command that? Do you think he could command that like Elway did? No.
No.
I don't.
No. Plus, that's the only game, only bowl game I watched in its entirety. That's the only one I cared about to watch in its entirety. And they kept talking because they had Brian Billick, former Ravens coach who won them a Super Bowl. They had him on there, you know, announcing, and he, you know, was talking about his release and how he drops his arm instead of not dropping his arm. So,
you don't think he's a first-round pick?
I don't know. I don't know, but I think he'll end up in Jacksonville. I mean, he played his high school ball in Jacksonville. He played his college ball in Florida. I think he will play his NFL career in Jacksonville. Now, Tampa Bay is worse. I could see him ending up in Tampa Bay. They have one of the first picks.
I know. I think it's Tampa Bay, Detroit, because Detroit only has two wins.
Yeah.
How many wins does Tampa Bay have?
I don't know. I'll check.
If anybody got any comment on that, give me a call at 917-388-4571. All right.
Yeah, you want to take a break? I'll play a song.
Okay, let me give this score. The third quarter score is now Packers 10, Cardinals 24. Go ahead.
No, it's actually 31-10. It's 31-10.
Well, on the thing, it's still got 24-10.
According to ESPN, there's 7:32 left in the third quarter. Cardinals are now up 32-10. So they're running away with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
That's
cute, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's something that needs to be helped.
Yeah.
Really bad. Let me see something. You can go ahead and do a do your break.
All right. This is
We Live Shall Return. Like,
yeah, this is Live Like You Were Dying by Tim McGraw here on KSLP Internet Radio and on Daryl Wynn's sports talk show. And I'm your host, one of your co-hosts today, DJ CVP, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
I was in my early 40s with a lot of life before me.
Ooh.
When a moment came that stopped me on a dime, I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays, talking about the options, and talking about sweet time. I asked him when it sank in that this might really be the real end. How's it hit you when you get that kind of news? Man, what'd you do? And he said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. He said I was finally the husband, but most of the time I wasn't. And I became a friend would like to have. And all of a sudden going fishing wasn't such an imposition. And I went 3 times that year, I lost my dad. Well, I finally read the good book and I took a good long hard look at what I'd do if I could do it all again. I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu, and I looked deeper, and I spoke sweeter, and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like dying. Like tomorrow was a gift and you got eternity to think about what you do with it. What did you do with it? What did I do with it? What would I do with it? Skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds.
KSLP Internet Radio in conjunction with Daryl Wynn Sports Talk Show. I am one of your co-hosts, DJ Stevie P, coming to you live from beautiful Sun Valley, Idaho. And we got Daryl Wynn live on location in Charlotte, North Carolina. And
yes.
Go ahead, Daryl.
Hey, Steve.
Yeah.
It may be, I'm back in my room watching again. It might be upset in the making.
And
Tennessee and Kentucky, Tennessee and Kansas.
Oh.
Right now we're at a minute 26. It's time up, but we're a minute 26. Tennessee 71, Kansas 65.
Wow.
We're 118. So guess what?
What?
And they're playing in Tennessee. If Tennessee wins, that place is going to erupt.
Yeah. Yeah, because
let me see.
Don't Kansas have a 15-game winning streak?
I think so.
Yeah.
But if Kansas loses this one, that means Texas will take the number one spot.
Yeah.
So.
Now I'm looking at the
turnover.
On ESPN.com, I'm looking at the Scouts Inc. top 32 draft players.
Uh-huh.
And overall number one they're showing is Eric Berry from Tennessee. There is, let's see, one, two, three players in the top 32 from Florida, but not one of them is Tim Tebow. They
show, wow, anybody? If anybody got a comment on that, give me a call at 917-388-4571. He's not?
No, they show Joe Hayden going fourth, cornerback Joe Hayden. Then they show right now in the top 32, they show Brandon Spikes, inside linebacker, at 20. And then they show Carlos Dunlap at defensive end at 21.
Who's the number one pick? Who's the number one prospect?
Number one prospect is Eric Berry from Tennessee.
Who's number two?
The last name is Sue, S-U-H. The guy.
Okay, who's the top? Who's the top ten?
Berry, Sue, are top two. And then Gerald McCoy from Oklahoma is three. Joe Hayden, four. Derek Morgan from Georgia Tech, five. Russell Okung from Oklahoma State, 6. Orlando McClain from Alabama, 7. Trent Williams, offensive tackle from Oklahoma, 8. Jake Locker, quarterback from Washington, 9. And C.J. Spiller, running back from Clemson, 10.
Where's Colt McCoy?
He is not in the top 25, but Sam Bradford is at number 11. Looks like those are the only two quarterbacks that they have in the top. No, 28, Jimmy Clausen from Notre Dame is what they're showing as the 28th overall best pick. And he's a junior, by the way. But unfortunately, it doesn't show what order they're going in yet.
Okay.
But, for the first time ever this year, the draft actually starts on Thursday. So instead of it being Saturday and Sunday, it's going to be Thursday. The first round is Thursday at 7:30, the second and third round is on Friday, and then rounds 4 through 7 is on Saturday. So they're doing it a little different this year. So I know we got like 10 minutes left of the show. I wanted to ask you what you thought of Andre Dawson making the Hall of Fame.
I think it's beautiful. I think he deserves it.
Mm-hmm.
He played good ball. He played with your team.
No, he didn't.
He played with Atlanta.
No, he didn't. He played with.
No, he played with Montreal. But he's a good player.
Yeah, he played with Montreal, Chicago, Florida, and then he played with the Red Sox, those four teams.
Yeah. Did you ever see him play?
You know, I might have. I went to, when I was in Atlanta as a kid, I went to a few Braves games.
Mm-hmm.
There might have been a chance I went to one against the Cubs. I don't remember. So, I mean, it's possible that, cause I went to several, you know, 89, 90. So it's possible that I went to several, that where he was there, you know. So, but
hey, Steve.
Yeah,
the place is getting ready to erupt. Kansas is going down with 17.2 seconds.
Wow.
Score. Tennessee 75, Kansas 68.
Wow.
So, like the number one team is going down.
Yeah.
And you know, remember. Tennessee got a lot of walk-on because they lost four of their top players.
Uh-huh.
And they're doing this without their four top players.
Now remember just a few minutes ago, I said that the Cardinals score was Cardinals 31, Packers 10.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now there's 4:07 left in the third quarter. The score is now Cardinals 31, Packers 24.
31-24?
Yes.
Wow, Packers coming back.
Yeah. Yeah, the there's a picture of who is that? The early Doshay's heroic sparked an early Cardinal lead, but the Packers are rallying in the shootout, and he's flexing. This guy is flexing in the picture, and it says, "Don't flex too soon." So.
Oh, final score. Kansas is no longer number one.
Wow.
Kansas 68, Tennessee 76.
Now, when did those rankings come out?
They'll be out this week.
Okay. Well, they're still number one until the ranking comes out. Then they're gonna drop. So.
Yep. Well, you might as well say they ain't number one.
Oh yeah, definitely. That's almost a given. So.
And you know what? And Tennessee is number 16 seed.
Yeah.
Wow, a 16 seed of number one. Wow.
Well, I mean. Yeah, it
I
would
mean,
be.
I mean, that's something. I mean. You're number one for so long, and then you lose it. It's hard to say.
Well, I mean, that's the thing about the pressure that's possibly going to be under Alabama's football team next year. The fact is that they are going to end up being the preseason number one, all that expectation on them. I don't know if they're going to be able to repeat or not as national champs.
Yeah, because you got all that
pressure.
Yeah,
it takes its toll on it. I mean, just look at what Florida went through this year. I mean, even if you don't like Florida, they went through quite a lot this year, and it's pretty interesting to say the least. So
now you only got one undefeated team.
Who's that?
Yep. And you know what, Steve?
What?
They're not gonna stay under one the whole season. They're not.
No.
They're not.
Just like a couple years ago when Florida won back-to-back national championships in college basketball.
Yep.
They ended up losing a couple of games, but it's like, that's fine. You know, don't. You know, worry about a couple of games, but
if anybody out there hasn't heard, give me a call at 917-388-4571. Kansas has lost to Tennessee, 76-68. And I know there's a lot of shocked people out there.
Now there's still a couple of unbeaten teams, right?
No.
Kentucky and Purdue.
Or Purdue lost.
They lose. Both of
they
them lost.
Yes.
Okay.
I remember
wow.
I told you, who did Purdue lose to? Hold on. Purdue. Yeah, Purdue lost. Mm-hmm. So it's only one left.
Right.
And
Longhorns.
And they're not going to stay number one.
No.
It's easier to stay number one in football than it is in basketball.
Yeah.
Because you have less games.
Yep.
And you don't play as much.
But it's easier to get it back in basketball than it is in football.
Yeah. Yeah, it
because,
is. I mean,
because you have more games. So.
Yeah. I mean, Kansas could be number one again later on in the season. Who knows?
Yeah.
You know.
And if I mean, even if they lose, say, one more time, you know, the rest of this year, which might be healthy for them to lose before, mm-hmm. you know, getting to the tournaments. But they could still, even if they, you know, lose one or two more games, they could still end up as a number one, you know, seed in a bracket.
Oh, you know they're going to do that.
Oh, yeah. So.
Unless they just have a total letdown.
Yeah, that's true.
You act like you wasn't shocked at that.
Well, no, I mean, you know, it's college basketball. You know, it's one of those things, so.
Hey, what happened to your Florida team?
I don't know. You know, they can't make 70-foot baskets every game, you know.
They're not playing well either.
No, they're not.
So you know who's oh shoot. Texas Tech hired now, don't you?
Yeah. No, who?
I had in the paper, I forgot his name, but they hired somebody else.
Oh, Tommy Tuberville.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, you know we got a minute left, or just about a minute left.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm gonna go ahead and let you go. And
all right.
I'm actually gonna try to get some sleep because I haven't been asleep yet. I've been up straight since 10 o'clock
last
night.
You don't mean tell Amy that he hasn't been asleep yet, so he's gonna try to get some sleep.
At least.
All right, Steve.
Yeah, we got 90 seconds left, so I'm gonna let you go, and I'm gonna dump out into a song and finish the show with a song. So. Yeah, I will talk to you tomorrow.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for a good show.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
He said he is. He heard you.
Okay, we got less than a minute left. Thank you for listening out there. Reminder, we got a show tonight at midnight. And here's a little fat stamina to take us out. This is Blueberry Hill, KSLP Internet Radio. See you tonight at midnight. Bye.
I found my thrill. Lingered until
nothing you call love, but confess. You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin', and now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing, and you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing, and you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, boots? Start walking.
Yeah. you pick up the